Welcome to Scheib Park in Philadelphia, for the game between the Boston Red Sox and the Philadelphia Athletics. Here are the starting lineups. For the Boston Red Sox, batting in the leadoff spot, the shortstop, Rabbit Wurstler. Batting second, the second baseman, Marty McManus. Batting third, the right fielder, Roy Johnson. Batting fourth, the first baseman, Dale Alexander. Batting fifth, the left fielder, Smee Jolly. Batting sixth, the center fielder, Tom Oliver. Batting seventh, the third baseman, Urbane Pickering. Batting eighth, the catcher, Benny Tate. Batting ninth, the pitcher, Gordon Rhodes. Pitching for the Boston Red Sox, Gordon Rhodes. For the Philadelphia Athletics, batting in the leadoff spot, the second baseman, Max Bishop. Batting second, the center fielder, Mule Haas. Batting third, the catcher, Mickey Cochran. Batting fourth, the left fielder, Al Simmons. Batting fifth, the first baseman, Jimmy Fox. Batting sixth, the shortstop, Eric McNair. Batting seventh, the right fielder, Bing Miller. Batting eighth, the third baseman, Jimmy Dykes. Batting ninth, the pitcher, Lefty Grove. Pitching for the Philadelphia Athletics, Lefty Grove. And now, play ball. Rabbit Wurstler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wurstler hits a fly ball into center field. Haas settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Marty McManus is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McManus hits a fly ball into right field. Miller settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Roy Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson hits a pop-up towards third. Dykes settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Red Sox nothing, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Max Bishop is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bishop takes first base on ball four. Mule Haas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Haas bunts towards third. Pickering fields it and throws to first for the out. Bishop moves to second. One out. Mickey Cochran is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cochran hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Bishop scores. It's 1-0, Athletics. Al Simmons is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Simmons hits a line drive towards the right side of the infield. McManus catches it and throws to first to double up Cochran. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Athletics 1, and the Red Sox nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Dale Alexander is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alexander hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Smee Jolly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jolly hits a ball on the ground towards short. McNair fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. Tom Oliver is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Oliver hits a fly ball into left field. Simmons settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Urbane Pickering is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pickering hits a fly ball into right field. Miller settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the Athletics 1, and the Red Sox nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Jimmy Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 2-0, Athletics. Eric McNair is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McNair hits a pop-up towards short. Wurstler settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bing Miller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Miller hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Jimmy Dykes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dykes hits a ball on the ground towards short. Wurstler fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. Lefty Grove is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grove hits a pop-up towards short. Wurstler settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Athletics 2, and the Red Sox nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Benny Tate is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tate hits a ball on the ground towards short. McNair scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Gordon Rhodes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rhodes hits a fly ball into right field. Miller settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Rabbit Wurstler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wurstler is 0 for 1 in the game. Wurstler strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Athletics 2, and the Red Sox nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Max Bishop is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bishop is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Bishop takes first base on ball 4. Mulehaus is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Haas is 0 for 0 in the game. Haas takes first base on ball 4. Bishop moves to second. Mickey Cochran is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cochran is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Cochran hits a ball on the ground towards short. Wurstler scoops it up, steps on second, and throws to first for the double play. Bishop moves to third. Two outs. Al Simmons is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Simmons is 0 for 1 in the game. Simmons hits a fly ball into right field. Johnson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Athletics 2, and the Red Sox nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Marty McManus is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McManus is 0 for 1 in the game. McManus hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 2-1, Athletics. Roy Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 0 for 1 in the game. Johnson hits a ball on the ground towards short. McNair scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Dale Alexander is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alexander is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Alexander strikes out. Two outs. Smee Jolly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jolly is 0 for 1 in the game. Jolly hits a ball on the ground towards third. Dykes fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Athletics 2, and the Red Sox 1. The Athletics will come to bat. Jimmy Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox is 1 for 1 in the game, with a home run. He's got 1 RBI. Fox hits a ball on the ground towards third. Pickering fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Eric McNair is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McNair is 0 for 1 in the game. McNair hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Jolly. McNair reaches second base with a double. Bing Miller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Miller is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Miller hits a ball on the ground towards short. Wurstler scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Jimmy Dykes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dykes is 0 for 1 in the game. Dykes hits a fly ball into center field. Oliver settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Athletics 2, and the Red Sox 1. The Red Sox will come to bat. Tom Oliver is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Oliver is 0 for 1 in the game. Oliver hits a fly ball into left field. Simmons settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Urbane Pickering is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pickering is 0 for 1 in the game. Pickering strikes out. Two outs. Benny Tate is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tate is 0 for 1 in the game. Tate hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Gordon Rhodes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rhodes is 0 for 1 in the game. Rhodes hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Haas, who is chasing the ball. Rhodes reaches third base with a triple. Tate goes all the way around to score. It's Red Sox, 2, Athletics, 2. Rabbit Wurstler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wurstler is 0 for 2 in the game. Wurstler hits a ball on the ground towards short. McNair misplays the ball. That's an error on McNair. Rhodes scores. That run is unearned. It's 3-2, Red Sox. Marty McManus is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Wurstler. The throw from Cochran and he is out, Bishop applying the tag. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Red Sox 3, and the Athletics 2. The Athletics will come to bat. Lefty Grove is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grove is 0 for 1 in the game. Grove hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Pickering settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Max Bishop is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bishop is 0 for 0 in the game. With two walks. Bishop hits a ball on the ground towards first. Alexander scoops it up and throws to first, with Rhodes covering, for the out. Two outs. Mule Haas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Haas is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Haas hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. McManus scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Red Sox 3, and the Athletics 2. The Red Sox will come to bat. Marty McManus is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McManus is 1 for 2 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. McManus hits a fly ball into center field. Haas settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Roy Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 0 for 2 in the game. Johnson strikes out. Two outs. Dale Alexander is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alexander is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Alexander hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Bishop scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Red Sox 3, and the Athletics 2. The Athletics will come to bat. Mickey Cochran is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cochran is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Cochran hits a ball on the ground towards first. Alexander scoops it up and throws to first, with Rhodes covering, for the out. One out. Al Simmons is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Simmons is 0 for 2 in the game. Simmons hits a ball on the ground towards third. Pickering fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Jimmy Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox is 1 for 2 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Fox takes first base on ball 4. Eric McNair is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McNair is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. McNair hits a pop-up towards short. Wurstler settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Red Sox 3, and the Athletics 2. The Red Sox will come to bat. Smee Jolly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jolly is 0 for 2 in the game. Jolly hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Bishop scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Tom Oliver is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Oliver is 0 for 2 in the game. Oliver hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Fox settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Urbane Pickering is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pickering is 0 for 2 in the game. Pickering hits a ball on the ground in front of the plate. Cochran fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Red Sox 3, and the Athletics 2. The Athletics will come to bat. Bing Miller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Miller is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Miller hits a pop-up towards third. Pickering settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jimmy Dykes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dykes is 0 for 2 in the game. Dykes hits a ball on the ground towards short. Wurstler scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Lefty Grove is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grove is 0 for 2 in the game. Grove hits a fly ball into left field. Jolly settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Red Sox 3, and the Athletics 2. The Red Sox will come to bat. Benny Tate is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tate is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Tate hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Bishop scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Gordon Rhodes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rhodes is 1 for 2 in the game, with a triple. He's got one RBI. Rhodes strikes out. Two outs. Rabbit Wurstler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wurstler is 0 for 3 in the game. Wurstler hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Cochran settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Red Sox 3, and the Athletics 2. The Athletics will come to bat. Max Bishop is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bishop is 0 for 1 in the game. With two walks. Bishop hits a ball on the ground towards short. Wurstler scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Mule Haas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Haas is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Haas takes first base on ball 4. Mickey Cochran is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cochran is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Cochran hits a ball on the ground towards first. Alexander fields the ball and throws to second. Wurstler drops the ball. That's an out and an error on Wurstler. Cochran moves to second. Two outs. Al Simmons is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Simmons is 0 for 3 in the game. Simmons hits a ball on the ground towards short. Wurstler scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Red Sox 3, and the Athletics 2. The Red Sox will come to bat. Marty McManus is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McManus is 1 for 3 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. McManus hits a fly ball into right field. Miller settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Roy Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 0 for 3 in the game. Johnson hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Dale Alexander is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alexander is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Alexander takes first base on ball 4. Johnson moves to second. Smee Jolly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jolly is 0-for-3 in the game. Jolly hits a ball on the ground towards third. Dykes fields it and throws to first for the out. Johnson moves to third. Alexander moves to second. Two outs. Tom Oliver is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Oliver is 0-for-3 in the game. Oliver hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Fox settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Red Sox 3, and the Athletics 2. The Athletics will come to bat. George Stumpf now playing left field. Jimmy Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox is 1-for-2 in the game, with a home run and a walk. He's got one RBI. Fox hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's Red Sox, 3, Athletics, 3. Eric McNair is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McNair is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. McNair hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. The game is over. The final score, Philadelphia Athletics, 4, and Boston Red Sox, 3. Goodbye from Scheib Park in Philadelphia.